Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Kathy Rarrett, the founder of Green City Living, who pioneered a new way for all of us to move away from using plastic baggies and other paper products. And Kathy, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. Tell us all about GreenCityLiving.Earth, how the idea started and where it all came from, the idea.
So it really evolved from my own efforts to decrease my family's wastefulness. I'd been using cloth towels and napkins for years, even before it was really the thing to do, as much because I didn't really want to throw away my money, as it was about me wanting to decrease our waste. We changed out our light bulbs and recycled, and we'd even purchased a hybrid car. Yet we were taking our lunches to work and school every day and throwing the bags out. So one day I'm shopping in Costco and I pick up a jumbo pack of sandwich bags, and it suddenly occurred to me how ridiculous that was. I'd read Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, and I was actually in the middle of Colin Beavan's No Impact Man at the time. And it occurred to me, if a guy and his young family could make a real effort and have success going green in the middle of New York City, I really didn't have any excuses in Portland, Oregon. So that moment in Costco really kind of flipped the switch for me and got me thinking about everything we throw out. It was, back then it was 2011, and there really weren't a lot of choices for reusable sandwich bags. And most of what were available came in nylon or a cotton, and they let bread dry out and they let fruit leak and made a sticky mess in lunch bags. So also, after spending $4 a loaf for a loaf of bread, I really didn't want to eat a stale sandwich for lunch. So I did a lot of research. And I finally found food-safe laminated cotton that's free of the bad stuff, the BPAs, phthalates, lead, and PVC, and started making reusable sandwich bags from that. And not only did the product keep our food fresh, pretty soon I was having a request from everybody around me wanting some. So the encouragement from those people really prompted me to sell on Amazon and Etsy in those first days. And Green City Living really came from that. It's a continuation of my efforts to make reusable products like the Eco Bag that work really well, are easy to use, and that encourage people to think about what they're throwing away and about what they can replace with a reusable item.
That's fantastic. You know, this, and you know, I read this on your website, thegreencityliving.earth, that your vision is to really leave the world unchanged, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit more about, you know, why this philosophy really needs to go global. I think we all need to embrace this, don't you think?
Right. Yes, I sure do. My husband and I have 5 children between us, so it's always been in the back of my mind. I've worried about our wastefulness of the 1900s and 2000s and how much that's going to diminish the world that we're leaving to our children and grandchildren. And it seems really unfair to me that people who weren't involved in creating the problem are going to be the ones that have to pay for it. So, you know, if you think about it, prior to the Industrial Revolution in the late 1800s, there was really very little pollution. And until the 1970s, everyday plastic wasn't even a thing. Now we have plastic islands in the middle of the oceans. So 35 years, well, no, 45 years, but not a very long time. There's health warnings telling us to only eat fish once a week because of the contamination in our waters. And there's estimates that only 10% of plastic is recycled. So I go back to my own story. My family and I recycled, and this is a much better thing than throwing things away, but it doesn't cancel the negative impact. It takes energy to recycle, so it's not a substitute for being mindful of waste. And of course, not everything can be recycled. The reality, I believe, is that our planet is so damaged at this point that green really needs to become viral in order for it to really make an impact on the future of mankind. Europe has done a really great job in making that happen, showing that it can be done. And I'm hopeful that the public outrage from yesterday's presidential decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement will help to build momentum here in the U.S. and kind of motivate some of those changes. But for my part, I think I can help the most by creating quality products people want to use for a place where many of our disposables exist in the home. So I still work full-time as a registered nurse, and I run my company along with a few employees in my free time. I do that because I believe that people who value green will use my products because they work great. And people that don't believe in the global crisis with our earth may purchase them because they're fun or funky, they look and feel great, essentially impulse buys that I'm hoping to motivate people to change and kind of challenge the way that they're using products and decrease their trash. Hopefully that will inspire some additional eco changes. Because I think it's going to be all of us pulling together.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Appreciate those insights there. Now, if you don't mind, let's shift real quick. Since you all are a user of a .earth domain name, what made you all decide to use this domain? Is this a great branding tool for you all? Would love to hear more about that.
So I originally, when I first started in early 2012, had a different web address, and over the last couple of years, that original address didn't have the level of security that today's customers really want. And so when I began looking for a new one, I was really excited to see .earth as an option. I felt like it was perfect in helping to describe my business. And part of it, too, was I'd be kind of naive. When I had named my company, I didn't realize that green, to some people, meant marijuana until we moved to Colorado and it's on dispensaries every other corner. So I was really super glad to see .earth because it helps to clarify what we're about.
That's excellent. Great. So tell us about the future for green city living. What are your future plans?
So actually, this is kind of an exciting time for my company. Our newest product is the Eco Baggett bread bag. And it's actually, my sandwich bags are Eco Baggett, and the bread bags are going to be Eco Baggett. And I've been getting requests for years from people who were really having a difficult time finding products that were reusable but kept their bakery fresh bread fresh. And I've been experimenting, and so I finally developed a product that really does do that. I had done a Kickstarter, and unfortunately that failed. But I'm going to keep plugging along to bring it to market. I really want to make the product, and had wanted to make the product in bulk to keep the prices down for my customers, because manufacturing in the United States is super expensive unless you can do it in bulk. So I'll just need to start slower and build the momentum. And about the product, you know, if you bring bread home in a paper bag like they have at the grocery store, by the time you get it home and go to eat it, a lot of times it's rock hard. And so my product would replace that sleeve so that you could buy it from the bakery, have it straight into this sleeve, and be able to seal it up, take it home, keep it fresh until it's time to eat.
That's great. Excellent.
I'm sorry. I do have one other product that we're going to be launching. It's I've had a lot of people asking me for our sandwich bags and a zipper pouch. And so that's something that I'm hoping to roll out sometime later in the summer.
That's fantastic. Sounds like some great stuff and really like filling certain needs in a very eco-friendly way, which is amazing. And Kathy, this has been a wonderful interview. And before we sign off today, is there anything you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
I just wanted to give my website. It is greencityliving.earth. And the only other thing I had to add is that I really appreciate this opportunity.
That's perfect. Well, we really appreciate your time today, and we really appreciate your mission and everything that you're doing. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Kathy Rarrett, who is the founder of Green City Living. And Kathy is really pioneering a new way for all of us to move away from using plastic baggies and other paper products. But in terms of the big picture, she's doing something much bigger. She's teaching all of us how we should leave the world unchanged. And Kathy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.